Good afternoon. This is Chris with Capital Mechanical.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina getting back to you from Local Squash. Did I give you enough time?
Yeah, I was in a building in a high rise that had real, real bad, sketchy reception.
So, no wonder. Yeah, it's so much better. I can hear you a lot better now. Yeah. So
right,
I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know that we're still having trouble processing it. And last we spoke, you thought that we had already, but you found out that was the other company, right?
Right. It was for what, the $199?
Exactly. We have two invoices that are past due right now. One is the $199 for your monthly subscription. The other one is for the Google Guaranteed Leads, and that one's for $1,157.50. But if you could only
do
the one, I would say at least get the $199 up to speed, because that will keep you on the first page of Google and, you know, bring you some calls organically. And then, you know, when you're able to do the other, they can reinstate the leads for you. Unless you could do all of it now, then of course I can update it.
I'm waiting on funding. That was a thing, you know, and I still haven't got it. The kid was like gone all this week, I guess, for his, he had some kind of wedding or something, but,
I
still haven't got funded, and then I'm still waiting to get funded on a couple of transactions through the credit card company.
Okay.
But I could do the $199, today, and then let's see what happens next week. I'll be getting funded before Thanksgiving for the $1,125 for Google Guarantee. Okay.
Okay, man. I'm sorry that. I mean, I hear that a lot with business owners, and that's such a bummer that it's taking so long for you to get funded. You know, so I definitely don't mind.
Yeah, you know.
I got parts out there
that I'm having to float, and it's just sometimes hard with when you're just dealing with just a one-man show is probably where it really falls down to. But it is what it is. That's the price of doing business. And
yep.
It fixes itself eventually, you know?
Yeah, it snowballs
into
other things. I get it. Yeah, no, definitely. I understand.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like I said, we'll at least get that $199 up to speed, and then if you need more time on the other, that's fine. We could even touch base after Thanksgiving if you want, but I don't mind calling you on Wednesday if you think it's going to be before. But for now, for the $199,
it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's the thing. You can only do what they're telling you, but then sometimes those payments even then don't come in time, you know? So it's okay. I'll just make a note of it that, you know, it might take a little bit longer, you know, to reinstate the Google Guaranteed. But for this payment, is it going to be on the same card ending in 4469, or is it going to be a different?
I'm going to give you a different card this time for a one-time payment.
Okay, you got it. So we can take the one-time payment, and then we'll go back and we'll put this one ending in 4469 back on, so that way it'll stay on file for future billings, okay?
Okay.
So for the one-time payment, is that also a Visa?
Yeah, it's going to be a Visa.
Okay, and the
it's
card number?
It's going to be 4446, 4446,
mm-hmm.
0701.
Got it.
1574.
Okay.
5421.
Okay, expiration.
Expiration 8/29.
And the code?
316.
Okay, and it's still the Victoria Street for the billing address on this card?
Yep. Sure is.
It is? Okay, perfect. So I'll get the authorization for the $199. And, it says that I have an error either on the code or the expiration. Did you say 8/29 or 9/29?
This is 8. Give me one second. I'm backing up. Hold on real quick. Oh. You got my zip code. It's 96822, right?
Yeah, I think it's the expiration I had wrong. I had 8 of 29, but I think you said 9 of 29. Is that correct?
No, it's 8 of 29.
Oh, that's what I had.
3, 1,
6
okay. is the...
Oh, I had the. 3, 1, I had a 5. It's 6. Okay, that's what it was. So the expiration was good. It was the code that I had an issue with. Okay, let me fix that, and I'll try to process it again. Great, that one worked. I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go there. And then let's put that other one back on file. Now, when I put in the new one, it erased the old one. So do you have the card ending in 4469 just so that we can put it back in for future billing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be 4472.
Uh-huh.
2700.
Got it.
0238.
Uh-huh.
1469.
Okay.
That's great.
Is it
6 of 28?
Perfect. And the code?
457.
Okay, so we successfully processed the 199 for that one-time card, and then we put this card back on file. And then do you prefer that I just touch base with you after Thanksgiving just to be safe? Or?
Yeah. Call me after Thanksgiving. Give it next week for him to go ahead and transfer that money into the account. Hopefully to be there by Thanksgiving or Friday. I don't know how the banking system's going to work with going into the holiday week, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure it's going to be there. It's already been funded twice. It's just they keep getting my name. They were doing it in my company name and not my name. So I think that's where it all lagged at. And my bank reversed it, didn't accept it. So it's been frustrating because of this.
Yeah.
And now the kid's on vacation this week, so...
Oh, go figure, huh?
I'm hoping he gets back in on Monday so I can get this all resolved and we're back in good standing.
Yeah. Well, lucky you, as long as you get it by Cyber Monday, everything's good, right? Then you could do your shopping.
Exactly. All right, my dear. Well, I appreciate the call. You have a great day, okay?
I will, you too, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
I appreciate that. Bye.